Hello.
Oh, hi, James. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Not too good right now.
What's
going on?
Sorry to hear that. Well, I was following up regarding your account and the past due payment. We're still having trouble processing it.
Well, I had identity theft, so all my cards, everything got shut down. My banking, everything.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not good.
So
no
right now,
payment.
You're only past due for $249, but come April 13th, that will reoccur to $498.
Well, don't just shut me down.
I can't. In the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 13th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's
a 240. I've been calling 150 different numbers to try to get all my financial situations under control.
Okay.
Now, something is kind of understanding here. I'm just going to completely terminate it so we can get this set. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just shutting down for good. So there's got to be some kind of recompenses here, some kind of something that's going to be, amicable for both of us. I've already taken hits in so many different spaces, man.
I know. I'm sorry to hear that. So there is one option. Your past due amount includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. If your intention is
what is Local Splash? We
do the first page placement on Google for cutting edge concepts, the first page placement on Bing. We do the mobile optimization, making sure that you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice activated devices such as Alexa.
You canceled my thing though, didn't you?
No.
It hasn't been working.
No one's canceled your thing. When an account goes into suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming taking place on the account because it's in suspension.
So
but
basically
it's not
working. I'm not getting in first place, right?
Well, the reason that you're not getting the best of results is there's some notes in here about the Google verification. I think there was something that was needed on your end, and then when they called out to you, let's see. You have a duplicate Google listing. Okay, the phone PIN verification went to the wrong number, which was 570-980-9255. Who gets those texts?
Landline.
Oh, that's a landline. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then before working with us, you worked with Hibu, right?
Right.
Okay,
They're still my internet people.
Okay.
So I'm spending entirely too much for all this stuff, like astronomical amounts. Like it's way, way over budget. And I should probably reconsider what I'm doing because Hibu should be taking care of all this. You know what I mean? For what I pay them a month.
Yeah, for some reason they're not because you're not ranking. And since there's a past due balance here, I want to let you know that if your intention is just to cancel, I can definitely take the Facebook ads off, and that would lower that past due amount to $149. Obviously, I'm not supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $249 to $149. But if you think that would work, I'll adjust it for you.
Yeah. I don't even know how I'm gonna pay anyway. I don't have any assuming questions because I'm very screwed on everything. You know what I mean? Like, I have so many people that I'm trying to call and credit cards. I have like 19 credit cards.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Wow. So I just happened. As soon as it happened, three of my banks called me.
That's terrible.
Instantly they got it into my bank. All my passwords are saved on that computer. All my financial information. I mean, every single thing I have. All my credit cards, all my... It wasn't even a minute, and probably not even 5 minutes after Microsoft's top number popped up on there, and you call Microsoft. And then it said, I couldn't go any further, and it said, this pop up, this is not a pop up, blah, blah, blah. That means this big thing started flashing. You need to call, blah, blah, blah. Don't shut it off, don't do anything, call this number right away. And then I called it.
That happened to my dad. I want to let you know that he got an email that said, oh, you're past due for a Microsoft payment of $300-something.
This wasn't an email. This stopped. I locked my computer. I couldn't even navigate.
Oh, it locked your computer.
It locked my computer. Microsoft, the 360, everything. A malicious virus has infiltrated your system. It's illegal and blah, blah, blah. I called the number, and it was Microsoft, and they said that it was like four numbers that popped up, and one was, and I checked the number, and it was a Microsoft number. So I talked to them, representative
from Microsoft.
And they said that if you shut your computer down, then they're going to be in there having a heyday. So I had an appointment to meet up with a guy and to get paid for a job. And he said, you know, I never met up with the guy, and I've been dealing with this.
That's what I wanted to tell you, that when my dad called Microsoft, he got somebody on the phone that started screen sharing with him. And during that screen share, he drained $40,000 out of his account. And he said to him what they said to you. He said, and this obviously wasn't Microsoft. It was a scam, right? They put a Microsoft number and they said, call here. And when he called it, he got the scammer. FBI had tracked it down to someone in Lima, Peru, but obviously they never caught him. But the reason I'm telling you this is that guy, after my dad got frustrated, and he didn't know that he stole money yet, but he just said, look, I've been on the phone with you for 3 hours. I can't do it anymore.
It was almost an hour.
Yeah, and guess what the guy said? The guy said, oh, just leave your computer on, and I'll finish up. You can just leave it on. And he told him, no, I haven't left my computer on in over 30 years, and I'm not going to leave it on tonight. I can't deal with it. And he got off the phone. He turned his computer off. The FBI told him if he left his computer on, that guy, since he was screen sharing, he had access to all of his accounts, all of his passwords. During the night, he would have drained everything. So it was a blessing that my dad said, no, I'm turning. So it kind of scared me when you said, oh, I was on the phone with Microsoft.
Well, no,
said,
I did screen share.
Oh, and then he told you, oh, if you shut it off, it's going to mess everything up. That's probably how they did the identity theft. While you left it on, they stole all of your information. And I bet if you report it to the FBI, I bet yours was a scammer too. It wasn't even Microsoft.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's terrible that they do that.
Well,
he says he's thinking about it now.
And I said that to him. How do I know you're not the freaking scammer?
Oh my gosh. Oh man. It's terrible.
And I said, I wouldn't give you my passcode. You can check it out, blah, blah, blah. Oh, man.
Yeah, my dad's 82 years old. It makes me so sad that happened to him because the bank said, we can't do anything. No, they said, we can't give you that $40,000 back because, in essence, you gave the person permission to screen share. So it's not our fault that you know that it wasn't really Microsoft. They said, you gave them permission, so you pretty much authorized it, you know? Yeah, so he never got it back, but, you know, it was a lesson.
I know what not to tell.
So next time you do a screen share with anyone, if they tell you, oh, you have to leave it on, just say, look, I'm not leaving it on. I have to go.
And then,
you know, maybe hang up and look up Microsoft and call a different number and just say, hey.
Said, you know what's funny? He said, Microsoft will never call you. He said, we're not calling you. You called me. And it's funny because I hung up with him. 5 minutes later, he called me.
But you called him, too, on the number
initially,
that you said when everything froze. It said, oh, you have to call this number, right?
Right.
So that's why if you look it up and call the real Microsoft number, it's probably different than the number he gave you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how they do it. That's how they did it to my dad. So,
right.
Yeah. Just an FYI. But, yeah, if you want to get this settled, I'll at least take that $100 off. You don't have to worry about it right now, James. You have enough on your plate.
Right.
But try to get it settled before April 10th because my objective is to try to prevent that April 13th charge. I don't want you to have reoccurring charges and issues to your credit.
Right.
So
there's
just,
another.
Yeah.
There's another one, too, I got to do. It's called, see the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I gotta call them all. My credit's already screwed now. I mean, somebody stole it. So.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. Oh my gosh. So okay. I'm just gonna see if I can override this past due balance and cancel it now. I don't want you to have one more thing on your plate.
I'll just
cancel it, and then in the future, if you'd like to try to do something with us, just feel free to give.
I'm not canceling. Just let me get my stuff in order. You know, I'll figure it out. I appreciate your understanding.
Of course. No problem. Have a good rest of your day.
Me too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.